A snub by US President Donald Trump has the government worried about the future for New Zealand's aluminium and steel exports. It had hoped new American tariffs would not apply to New Zealand products, but New Zealand's been left off the exemption list. The chief executive of the Employers and Manufacturers Association, Kim Campbell, says the news is not good for New Zealand.
At this stage, we can only but guess exactly how this is going to play out, but from where we sit, it doesn't look good.
The Trade Minister, David Parker, is in the Wellington studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you surprised that New Zealand is not on that list?
We're disappointed. We always knew that it was a significant risk that we wouldn't be, which is why we were saying it was 50-50.
What about the efforts that were made to try to ensure that New Zealand was on the list?
Every effort's been made that could be. I've had a number of conversations with the US ambassador to New Zealand, our officials, including the former National Trade Minister Tim Grosser, who's very experienced in trade, has been working at the highest possible levels in the US. I offered to go to the States, was advised by officials that it wouldn't make a difference. We continue to try and get an exemption, but at this stage it's looking less likely than 50-50.
How did the US officials respond to Tim Grosser's efforts? Was there any sort of sense that there was movement likely at all?
It's been very hard to get a clear picture. That's the advice that I've been getting from the cables that he has sent back. But I've got no doubt that he's been trying his best. It's notable that the Prime Minister of Japan, another close ally of the United States, was in the US for talks just a week ago, and they haven't got an exemption either.
Aside from Tim Grosser, who else from the New Zealand government has been involved in this?
Our highest trade officials, both in New Zealand and in the US.
Has the foreign minister been involved?
No.
Okay.
That's my responsibility, not his.
Why do you think it is that this is the outcome? Is it just New Zealand's a small country, it makes little difference to the US whether we're on or off the list?
It's hard to elucidate a clear principle that's being applied to the exemptions, and it's also unclear how real the exemptions are. There's still talk in the news of expectations on the part of the US administration that those who have got exemptions would have to agree to voluntary volume restrictions or quotas, which might be in breach of World Trade Organization rules and which they say they oppose. So it's not yet clear where this ends for some of those countries either.
What about for the people here? What is the situation now for the exporters? They're now going to be competing in quite a different marketplace.
Yes, and indeed, irrespective of whether you have an exemption or not, these trade-distorting measures make it difficult for our exporters. You know, the amounts here aren't huge. I think it's about $40 million of steel and $20 million of aluminium, which is less than 1% of our exports to the USA and a fraction of what's less than 0.1% of our exports to the world. But it's nonetheless important to those companies. They'll be worried also about the knock-on effects to the steel and aluminium market, because product that can't be sold into America goes to other parts of the world market and therefore can have an effect on suppressing prices elsewhere.
Exactly. So is there now a danger that the New Zealand product is going to be downgraded in terms of price, and that therefore means that there could be some companies at risk?
Well, I don't think there's much doubt that there'll be downward effects on prices in some parts of the world. What will be the effect in respect of prices in New Zealand is unclear, partly because of our distance from other markets, and also the complexities in relation to the New Zealand-Australia trade, given that Australia's got an exemption and we haven't. There are actually prior instances where New Zealand hasn't had an exemption and Australia has, where it's actually worked out quite well for New Zealand exporters. But, you know, overall, this is evidence of a worrisome trend of rising protectionism in the world. That's why other agreements like CPTPP and our proposed negotiations with the EU are relatively more important than they were a year ago.
Has there actually been any further update on the situation with CPTPP and the US, which was floating the idea of perhaps getting back in on that deal?
No, there hasn't been, and that's been a bit on again, off again as well. There have been various tweets by the president saying he was interested, followed by claims that it was a bad deal for the USA. So we really don't know where that, since we're not paying that much attention to it, we're actually more focused on bringing it into effect, banning foreign buyers, so that we're in a good position to accede to it.
Appreciate your time this morning. Trade Minister David Parker in the Wellington studio.